Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here on a Wednesday with our great friend of ours. Her name is Darlene Sartori. Darlene owns and runs the Ideal Network, and we've been friends and customers and all that sort of stuff for a super duper long time. And one of the things that Darlene and I have been speaking about recently is whatever she's got going on with her chaplain's course. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal or Ideal Network, you'll be able to find the previous radio shows that we've done. But Darlene and I have been kind of having some conversations about many things, some of them related to about stuff that's been written, both new and old, that you probably want to keep, if you will, or make sure you read for the first time, and kind of uses some of the foundation for some of the stuff you really need to remember. And we're going to talk about a book and an author in just a little bit. But the first thing I want to do is I want to say, Darlene Sartori, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. You know, you're one of these people that are part of my inner circle of people that I work with. And when I have a question about something, I go to Peter. And so when I'm always looking at what is the making the current best ever better, and that's the other person that I often consider is the person that put together the school of thinking on the Internet. Well, it was the first Internet school that was available. He's out of Australia. So there's certain things that I feel like are very important for us to be able to survive and thrive. Well, that's the reason that I'm working on creating Survive and Thrive camps right now and setting those up in every community. Every community needs a Survive and Thrive camp. So what do we want to put in our library that is part of having at the Survive and Thrive camp? And, oh, by the way, maybe you should create a set of books or things that are very valuable to you that you would want to, if you had to leave your home, suddenly grab, and et cetera. So I'm going to introduce you to one book to start with, and then I'm going to ask Peter to introduce you to another one. Okay, so back in 1993, Duane Faw, it's D-U-A-N-E, and then his middle initial is L for Leslie, Faw, F-A-W, was writing the book on the joy of spiritual discovery. He is a part of the Urantia movement. He wrote the Paramount. Excuse me, I'm getting sneezes. Except, anyway, so in 1993, he lost his library to a fire that destroyed the island of Maui. It was called the Malibu Firestorm, and that was in November the 2nd and 3rd of 1993. And he lost everything, all of their religious library, he called it, but that was the Urantia papers and all the stuff that they were working with and his secondary works and et cetera. And he and his wife, Lucille, had to start all over again, basically. So this is what happened to me in 1977. Myself, my husband, and I, and our children, we lost our home to fire in 1977. So everything that I had went up in that smoke. The only thing that I have left are the things that my mother, that I had entrusted and given my mother of mine. She kept a couple of my old books that I had written and et cetera. So everything that I know is everything that I've rebuilt since 1977. So sometimes a catastrophe happens, and we need to make sure that we have the ability to survive and thrive. So if you had to start all over again, what would be the books that you would need in order to survive and thrive? So this is one of the things that I'm doing right now as part of our chaplain's course, is actually putting together that list of books that are valuable, not only just to the survive and thrive of rebuilding like carpenter's books. You know, would you want to know, what do you want to know how to make electricity? What is it that you would want to know about herbs? You know, what are the things that are survival that would be important for you to be able to communicate with? Well, you say, well, gee, I got the internet. Well, what happens if we lose the internet? You know, so we do need to consider what we can do with today's technology to make it easy to learn and go forward. So one of the books that I'm adding to this library for the chaplains is The Joy of Spiritual Discovery by Duane L. Faw. And this is so important for us to be able to comprehend your spirituality, because most people don't seem to comprehend that you have a brain and you have a mind. The mind is connected with the spirit that lives forever. The brain is an organ of the biological part of us that dies when we die. Okay, so when we graduate from this planet, we go on to what's known as the Marantia level, or the next level of survival. The spirit survives forever. Energy is always in existence. It only changes form and function. So we are an energy being. We are a spiritual being that never dies. We just change form and function. So when you begin to grasp that, you begin to comprehend the difference between the brain and the mind. Well, in many people's writings, they get those confused. And so what we're doing in the Ideal Network programs, our projects, are all about creating what is most valuable, that's life empowering. Life empowering where we're at in this moment, and life empowering from here to paradise and beyond. And so this is where I'm asking you as listeners is to help with making this choice. What books are you discovering that are valuable that you would keep no matter what? In other words, you would want to make this into a situation where they would be put into a suitcase that you'd carry, that you'd be able to grab with your survival kit or whatever, or someone who has some information that would know how to not do something, like the banking system. What would we do to make a better banking system than what we have now? What would we do? What is it that we would like to know in our IC journals? And I just had a conversation now with two of my longest people out here on our camp. One has been here now for a decade. He came here in 2013, and another one came in 2017. They are the longest people that have been out here on this Survive and Thrive camp that we started as an experiment. And since then, we have developed several Survive and Thrive camps around the planet. So the thing that we've not addressed is having what they had in 1776 with the committees of correspondence, the committees of safety, and the committees of observation. So we're going back to the Declaration of Independence. What was it that we need to know about nature and nature's laws, nature's and nature's God? Because if we don't know the laws of nature, we're not going to be able to survive. So what are the basics that we need for those books? So I'm asking for everyone to participate at any level you feel comfortable at. What are the books you would like to know? Or what's going on right now that maybe we'd like somebody to know about? Well, Peter told me something about Mike Lindell is presenting the plan revealed, and that's going to be August the 16th and the 17th in 2023. And so I'm going to ask him to come forward and tell us a little about what's going on this month, because what this month has is on the 10th of this month is my husband's birthday. And this, he was born in 1938, and of course, then he died in 2010. So I still have all the memories and all of the memorabilia that he brought to us. And then on the 11th, I'm going to be meeting with Gabriel Reinberg, who is part of the Israel Project that's building the Jesus Museum, and where the boat that near where the boat is that was found that Jesus built. And then Elvis Presley died in 1977 on the 16th of August, and the 21st of August is Jesus' birthday. So these are, August is a big month for me. There is a lot of activity that goes on for me. And so this is really awesome that I'm going to be able to work in the 16th and 17th of August, because those are the days that I have some information and time free to do that. So now I have that to fill in. So, Peter, are you kind of ready to take over and share what you know about this event?
I'm ready. So there's a few things. Let me give you just a little bit of a backdrop. So most people are familiar with Mike Lindell. So Mike Lindell is a United States business owner of a company called MyPillow. And he's got those awkward, goofy commercials, or used to have those awkward, goofy commercials all over the place selling this MyPillow. And for those people unfamiliar with his story, he runs a company that's originated and still is in Minnesota. He manufactures all the products here in the United States, and he has a very troubled past. For those people unfamiliar with him, he was a drug addict, and then he was a drug addict, meaning like an alcoholic. He ran a bar. He got hooked on cocaine. He ran out of cocaine. They started on crack, and that was the end. So he was a functioning addict and then became a destructive functioning addict on crack cocaine for many, many years, and eventually wound up even doing that while he was building MyPillow. And then he kind of straightened his way out and started to do some wonderful things in his home state with helping addicts find their way out of addiction. And also he became religious, so he, you know, Jesus and God and all that sort of stuff as well. Well, he was building and interviewed by a lot of companies or a lot of the places. He was basically a darling of the industry, if you will, until he wound up endorsing Donald Trump. And as soon as he endorsed Donald Trump, his world went negative as far as publicity, Better Business Bureau, a whole bunch of other things as well. And then when Donald Trump had the election stolen from him, and you heard me say it, Donald Trump had the election stolen from him, even though some people will say, you know, there's never been evidence, blah, blah, blah. I mean, please get your head out of your butt. But the reality is Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. He has been on a crusade to highlight election tampering and election fraud, not just with Donald Trump, but also all across the board. And as an addict, he has either the determination or the addiction and also the conviction of getting down to the bottom of making sure elections are free and elections are real here in the United States. So he's been on a long fight, and we've seen, because he tied himself to Donald Trump, he's seen, and Carrie Lake over in Arizona and other people as well, we've seen his company been basically, you know, made to be an evil empire. Well, he is just not stopping. And he realizes in 2024, there's still going to be some challenges with the elections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he is convinced, as crazy as he is, to hold an event on August 16th and 17th of this year, 2023. And if you go to the website, lindellevent.com, so his name is Mike Lindell, it's L-I-N-D-E-L-L, and then the word event, E-V-E-N-T.com, you'll be able to see a little bit about what he's got going on as far as his plan that the courts can't throw out, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what it's about because he said it's not been revealed yet. And it's very interesting to see at least his determination towards trying to do the right things for our country. And you either love him or you hate him, but I have a huge level of respect for his conviction, and I learned a little bit about his story. Well, as I was watching him introduce this Lindell event, which of course I would watch because I'm fascinated by the way he thinks and the people that he's arranged and all that sort of stuff as well. Plus also trying to accumulate knowledge for finding out the truth behind these things. He said, I'm going to give away a $20 gift for those people that sign up for the event. We want to get as many eyes as we can on this. Now, I'm a sucker for people that have a conviction towards their cause. So whether it's Del Bigtree from The High Wire, Alex Jones, whether it's anybody else, I'm a sucker for conviction, if you will. So when he said this, I said, you know what, I'll go there anyway, meaning I like to watch his stuff. And he usually records it so I can listen to it a little bit later on. And I always find it, like I said, fascinating, and the number of people that are going to be actively involved in this are going to be pretty good. So I said, I wonder what that $20 gift is going to be. Is it going to be like a $20 gift certificate towards a $100 purchase of my pillows, or, you know, his Sleep Gaza or whatever, Gaza's cotton sleep sets, or is it going to be the sandals that he sells, or the canvas whatever slippers that he's got going on, or what's it going to be, Mike? I said to myself. So I've supported, like I said, I support people, not with, you know, a ton of money, but with enough money to say, you know what, I supported these guys. So I remember when, like, 9/11, the towers came down, I threw $1,500 into whatever they were doing for the survivors, for the kids of the parents that were killed, and now those kids are going to be orphaned, if you will, or would need some help later on. I did it in $500 increments for each one of my kids. So I'm kind of big on doing that sort of stuff. I don't need I don't need a trophy. I don't need a certificate. I want to support people that are really tied up with their own convictions. Anyway, so back to this Mike Lindell thing. So I had previously bought Mike Lindell's book because when he was being thrown out of Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's and all the other department stores because he dared to question an election and dared to actually, you know, be behind Donald Trump and dared to want Make America Great, I bought the book, but I can't read very well because of my eyes, and I realized that I might want to have it around and maybe give it to my son, who's had some challenges with some addictions before, because I knew the back end of the story was that. So when I did the signing up, I got an email for that $20 free gift he promised, and it was his audiobook. And I said, wow, that is really nice, because now I can actually listen to Mike Lindell narrate his own audiobook. So I started listening. I think this conversation had happened last Thursday. I might have a day or so off. But I got the audiobook, and I had several computers here, so I started listening to it a little bit. Like, darn, it's 9 hours long. Well, I guess how long would a book be? You know, if you read your own book, I would suspect, heck, it takes me, if I were to read a book, it might take me 3 weeks or 2 weeks or 1 week, you know, so a 9-hour audiobook sounds reasonable. So I started listening, and I don't want to say I was hooked, but I'm saying I was hooked. I mean, the chapters went on, and I kept listening, and if I had to push pause, couldn't kind of wait to get back to it, and it was a really great audiobook. And he talked about his addictions, and a lot of people might say, well, you know, I'm not into addictions, or I don't have addictions, or I don't know anybody with addictions. And if you do have any of those types of things, he's probably not going to teach you anything that you don't already know or haven't maybe already experienced. People do absolutely horrible things when they're addicted. So you'll just hear Mike Lindell's version of those horrible things that he did when he was addicted. But you'll also learn about his passion, his thought process, his mistakes, his motivation, his belief in God, his title, you know, what are the odds? So the divine intervention that he believes would happen everywhere. And you'll probably notice somewhere along the book, I'll kind of give you a spoiler alert, it's going to hit you. I can't tell you when it's going to hit you because we have different people listening. But there's something that is just going to hit you that you weren't anticipating. I don't know when it's, like I said, I don't know what's going to be for you. But the reality is that it's a really good audiobook. I'd recommend that anybody get it. So the way you go get it is you go to, you know, a website. So open up your browser, go to lindellevent.com. The Lindell event, if you're listening in, today is, what, August 2nd. It's going to be on the 16th and the 17th of August of 2023. So, you know, for those people, I don't know if you're still going to have it available. Maybe if you're listening in later on, even if you had to buy the audiobook, it certainly would be worth it. But you can get it for free right now. And one of the things that I'm going to mention is, and this is one of the things that, quote, unquote, hit me. So I'm going to use my example specifically. I'm kind of a techie guy. So when I got the link and I downloaded it, I needed to kind of move it from one computer to another. So I knew where to find the link. And when I was sending, I'll use Darlene's name. If I was going to send, if I wanted Darlene to have the audiobook, I could have just sent her the link to download it directly and basically bypassed Mike Lindell's method of getting that free audiobook. And as I was, because I wanted people to listen to the book, but I said to myself, how much of a, I don't know if the word is hypocrite, dishonest. I'm using these applied to me. How much of a hypocrite would I be? How dishonest would I be? non-appreciative is probably the best word, would I be if I just sent people the book? Mike's deal was that if I signed up for the event, I would get a free gift. And now that I had the free gift because it was digital, I guess I could, and no one would know that I gave people the free gift. But I said, but that would be breaching Mike Lindell's deal. And I had listened to enough of the book, and I know that he might not care. Like, he might say he might not care. But the whole deal was sign up for the event, get the copy of the free book. And I said, you know, there was just something about listening to that book where I said, I won't, will not, send people, even if it's somebody in my own family, the book link. I will make them and honor Mike Lindell's deal. And that was something that really hit me. And like I said, you're going to get hit with something, but I was almost doing it where I wasn't like, I know this, like I know how to do it. I mean, I know how to send, I'm a techie guy, so I kind of like realize where it is and blah, 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 blah. I realize Mike Lindell is not a techie guy. So even though he's got frankspeech.com and he's got Lindell TV and he's got a whole bunch of other things going on, it's not him that does this stuff. But there was just some connection, if you will, towards a bond. And he doesn't even know, like, he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't know who you are. But the reality was is that I wanted to make sure that I was, how would I say, committed to the cause of the loyalty towards his conviction. So now, Darlene mentioned, well, would his book be one of those books that you would grab in a backpack if you had to run and, you know, you needed something to redo civilization with? And the answer would be no. because there'd be other books that I would put in that backpack. Like, his is not that book. Like, you want one to, like, learn how to grow flowers or plant seeds or maybe, you know, God or Bible or something else like that. Mike Lindell's book about how he built My Pillow and supported Donald Trump and went for free elections in the United States is important. But in that limited space in that backpack that I'd be grabbing as the world is falling apart, it would be one that I would probably burn for heat. You know, just so you know. So it's a good book, but it's not that important. So as far as the most important books you put in your backpack, this wouldn't be one of them. But I say that playfully. Well, but it would make, I'm going to share with you this, it is the type of book that literally could make a very large difference inside your life today.
Yeah.
So I was just a really good book. So having said that, a good audiobook as well. So I just wanted to mention that as well, because it really teaches a lot about addiction, so you have a better understanding of what goes on. It taught a lot about how he built the business, the stuff that he went through, the stuff that people have gone through. It was a really, really, really good book. And whether you like Mike Lindell or not, I'm not sure. But the reality is that if you liked him a little bit, you're going to like him a lot. And you're going to really respect what he's done for himself and what he's put himself at risk for this country, at least his beliefs. So back to you, Darlene.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you for bringing the attention to this, because I think that this is one of those books that might border on this. I very much think that we create our own hell on earth, our own heaven on earth, by the people that we hang around with. And this is the type of person that if I'm going to listen to anybody, it's going to fall into what I call the Peter category. Because when I need to know something, I just got through saying this to my long-term resident here. These are the people that I'm going to go to are like Peter. And because I know that he's going to give me an honest reply. I might not appreciate his perspective, but he's going to be honest. And if we will be honest with us, this is what the first thing that you need to have is fully integrated honesty. And if you don't have the experiences of what happens sometime when you're honest, you pay a high price sometimes. But it is always life empowering. So this is a dynamic of having the core step of knowing the difference between the brain and the mind and being able to know the Art of Living Academy and how to create your own Art of Living Academy for your family. And, yes, the Addiction Zapper program is very much a part of our chaplain's course, is because if you don't know how to avoid things that could be addictive and destroy your brain and your body, then you need to know what is happening, because this is the biggest cartel on the planet, is all about selling you stuff that is going to destroy your life. Because after all, we're getting to be overpopulated. Oh my, we need to do, yes. How many things do you think is being sold to you by people who do things that are going to be life-destroying? Because after all, I'll protect my family. I'll tell them the truth. But everybody else's family, they can die for. One of the things that I like about the Toyota plant that is close to us here, that set up shop and building here in Princeton, Indiana, is one of the things that they taught. And my brother, who has graduated from the plant since then, actually worked, was their first electrician to work with Toyota, was think about this car that's coming off this assembly line being drove by your family, your most loved people. Do you want your family to be safe in this automobile? think about that when you're putting in the screws, the nuts, and the bolts. What happens if that part broke? And that's the reason that Toyotas last for a long period of time, is because people look at them as a dynamic. Now, I bought an old Toyota because, you see, I haven't owned a Toyota yet. And so I bought one with high mileage and an old one until I can see just how long that silly thing lasts before I go ahead and put out the high amount of price tag that a good Toyota costs. So these are the things that we have to do, is to be very cautious about what we invest our time in. So thank you for sharing that, Peter. And I see we've run out of time. So see you back here, same station, same time next week.
Yep, we're going to catch you next week. If you go to buildingforgeradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to hear this again. And for those people that might be looking for a pen or might have had a pen, Darlene, why don't you give them your contact information, then I'm going to give them the website one more time to get that Mike Lindell audiobook and be at that event.
Okay, 812-664-7419. That's my mobile phone. I'm always available, 812-664-7419. Back to you.
And then the website for the Mike Lindell's sign-in is lindellevent.com. Lindell, L-I-N-D-E-L-L, event.com. We'll see you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Darlene.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.